This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have the Expressway coming up in 20 minutes. L.A. Live's coming up at 5:40, and Rangers baseball 6:30 here tonight as they host the Astros Silver Boot Series for the ages. Time now for an edition of the finest. Here's Chief.
All right, we have some updates from Oxnard that we'll get momentarily. Brought us still out there doing the Lord's work for us with boots on the
Can
ground.
Can I give you a real quick update, too?
Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
It was a chest cold. So yeah. That's why he's been missing. I thought, oh, please don't be something silly, you know, one of those things. But no, he's just got a chest cold. So hopefully he'll be back out there in the practice field here in the, you know, for sure for the Rams. Boy, I'd love to see him practice against those guys. But yeah, chest cold for him as well.
That'd
yeah.
be nice. Guyton against Jared Verse.
Yeah.
A couple of rookie first
yeah.
rounders.
Yeah, 1v1. Why not? Absolutely.
Well, and for him, it'll feel even better. That's the beauty of going up against a guy like Micah often in practice. Yeah. Then when you get the Jared Verse, you're
he's
like,
he's hard. I mean, he. Poor Steele today. My gosh.
Dude, the way you describe the way that Zimmer is able to use Mike as a chess piece just got me so freaking excited.
You ought to see what they're doing. And Mike is really, I think the buy-in is there with hey, you're going to move me around and let me attack at different levels and stuff like that.
Well, Zimmer's telling us just how damn intelligent he is. He's like, anything that I throw at him, he picks it up.
Yeah, the receivers out here were talking about having to deal. You know, if you've kind of fallen along, I know John Machota and Nick Harris and others are tweeting out things. These receivers are saying the disguise aspect of what Zimmer's doing, it's not only does it affect those receivers, the quarterbacks. You know, you look at with Dak and then Rush and then, of course, Lance. You know, when they drop back, it's like, oh, geez, I didn't, you know, it's now a game of trying to kind of figure that out. And then watch them run routes against it is I think is a really good thing for this offense.
Yeah, I saw Jalen Brooks was talking about that, the changes that he sees in this new defense, and he says the disguise now is insane. It's insane. Quinn had some disguises, but Zimmer's are pretty good. I got to give him full credit for that. It's really good. And then he specifically mentioned Micah and just how he's just moving. You don't know if he's going to be on the edge as an end or a linebacker off the ball on any given play. And so that's clearly Zimmer's MO, and that's been his number one selling point on, like, what he's trying to get done here is we're trying to move Micah around in a way that offenses can't account for him and take advantage of him from that standpoint. And then the pre-snap disguises, my goodness. And I think that has a lot to do with trying to combat the motion stuff as well. You know, like when you have guys moving around, it affects the offense. Like, I think it's so much easier for an offense to, when everybody's stagnant before the snap, it's so much easier to get that picture. But now when you got guys moving at the same time, now you're sort of counteracting what they got going on with their motion stuff at the snap. And we saw it firsthand, even last week, it was immediate. Like, the, and these guys are getting it too. It's
right,
not like
they are
just busting a bunch of coverages trying to learn this thing.
Yeah, that's where Zimmer is, you know, that's where Zimmer's always talked about playing with smart guys. And Hooker, Malik Hooker even said it before. He's like, listen, if you're busting assignments, you're not going to play. And that's Mike. Mike is not going to, because he needs you to. And I'll tell you guys that maybe not have the best instincts as players. Okay, and I'll give you an example too, is Donovan Wilson. I think there's times where Donovan Wilson doesn't always see the right thing. But all of a sudden, here's Donovan Wilson kind of like he's playing as a cover two safety. And now he's starting to walk. And then next thing you know, he ends up in a position where he could come as a blitzer. They didn't block Marquise Bell that way today. Bell walked all the way from cover two off the hash to just walk. And then next thing you know, he's in on the play on a fourth down throw. And they get off the field. So, you know, these guys are kind of they're having an understanding of where they need to be. But okay, we're going to line up here, and then we're going to end up here. And they've done a really good job of it so far.
I mean, if you can go out and improve on what the defense was under Dan Quinn, shut down a lot of those big plays, also get more deceptive. If you can combine all of those things into one, maybe Mike Zimmer be like coordinator of the year.
Well, they are, and just talking to folks out on the field today about it a little bit, and just overall in camp, they're probably two defensive tackles away from being good. I mean, being good on defense. They've got the linebacker crew. I mean, with Clark and Leofau. I mean, Leofau, for a young guy, I mean, he totally gets it. You watch him in the periods and stuff. He understands it. You know, they've got good young players. They've got a secondary that can cover. Safeties look like they're very capable of playing how Zimmer needs them to play. The defensive tackle spot, I hope that doesn't hold them hostage. And I'm not just talking
both
about the one. I'm not just talking about the one in the. I'm not talking about just the one, but who's going to be the backup behind Oso Odighizuwa?
Sure, you just got one Golston, guy you can rely on.
You really have just one guy, and you know, even if you had Hankins here, you would feel like, okay, this will be. And if they had a Hankins kind of guy, but I just hope they're not held at hostage because of the defensive tackle situation here. I mean, because they could have a really, really good defense if they can control the middle that way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think you have the makings of what is going to be a good defense for sure, and could be great top five kind of defense if you can shore up the middle of that defensive line. So that's going to be huge. But all things coming out of camp, awesome early returns on the Zimmer stuff. Still remains to be seen how it's all going to unfold as the season goes. But right now I'm super excited. And it brings me to last week when we were with Brandon Cooks, and maybe one of the highlights from our interviews when asking him about the Riz God Zimmer.
Okay, and then finally, did you know that Mike Zimmer was a bit of a Riz God?
Yes.
You knew that? Yeah. Okay. That's known throughout the league. Yeah. No, Zim, everyone pretty much knows.
Zim is a dog, and he's a... it's Zim, no doubt.
You ever give him a fist bump for that one? Just say, hey, game respect game?
Just respect. You know, I'm going to have to say what's going on, but attaboy. Respect, big guy.
his immediate yes before you could even get the question out is just absolutely fantastic.
Zim is Zim.
Yeah, so he's got tons of respect on and off the field with these players. What you got, Broadus?
It's funny because I actually laid eyes. I didn't have to go to the internet on that one. I saw firsthand.
She was there today?
She was there. She was here Saturday.
Wow.
Is when she was. Yeah.
Look at that.
So I
You got put a ring on it.
I walked by and I stopped. And I'm I literally
Let's get your
stopped.
Scott's eye analysis on that one.
This is definitely a trade up situation. Maybe not Ricky Williams trade up with everything.
Right.
But if you were going, if you would want to get in the top three for this one,
I agree.
Want to get in the top three.
Yeah. Of course, we're talking about the Australian Maxim model that is the lovely girlfriend of Mike Zimmer.
And Zimmer's got a gut like me. You know, and he's on a like. You know,
it's even bigger, dude. He's all gut.
It's crazy.
Everything about his body, except for his gut, is just like a normal sized dude. And it just everything goes to that one spot.
He's crazy. Yeah, but hey, God bless him. He's doing a great job out here right now.
Hey, God bless the Atlanta Falcons and Arthur Blank. I mean, my goodness, dude.
We lower our prices on concessions again?
Yeah, I mean, they just keep bringing it strong, and they're not lowering the prices on it. I mean, the amount of food that you can get at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you could get a warm pretzel, you could get a thing of popcorn, you could get a hot dog, a slice of pizza, you could get chicken tenders and fries, you could get ballpark nachos, and a refillable Coca-Cola. For a total of $20 at a Falcons game, dude.
Yeah, we need the rest of the league to take notes on this.
I mean, my goodness. And it's worked out for them. Like, I don't have it
their concession sales are super updated.
But, yeah, the money that they have pulled in over the last few years since they've implemented this, it's not like it's backfired on them. It seems like it's an everybody-wins situation. They make a boatload of money, and everybody gets to eat for a respectable dollar amount.
Yeah, they're making a lot less per item, but they're selling a lot more items. They're taking care of the fans. Will it take extra work? Yes. Might it get a little messy? Yes. We're taking care of the fans here, though, and it's high time that they, you know, lead a trend change on that.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Especially with this economy where you're like getting a fast food meal for yourself and spending $25. I think people would appreciate it so hardcore.
Okay. Lower food prices or lower ticket prices?
Now that's a good question. I think honestly, if you're really trying to go the cheapest route possible, then you would just say lower the tickets and I'll do the movie theater thing. Maybe I'm not sneaking it into the stadium, but I will eat before and after. Chalk it up to, you know, a couple beers maybe during the game.
I kind of feel like if I'm spending $280 on the tickets, if you can cut me a break on the food, I'm good with that. But if you let me if you really, really lower the food prices, though, I'm okay with the $280. For some reason, I don't know. I mean, I would rather go to a game and be able to go to it and afford going to the game. I'll handle the food, you know. I'll handle the food price, whatever that is.
I'm with you, yeah.
But if you give me a reasonable ticket and at a reasonable price, I'm good to go.
There's been a lot of ballsack reports about Brandon Ayuk and potentially being traded as early as today to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's been...
Sack and a half.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Rappaport and Pelissero were on NFL Network a few minutes ago, and they said that no trade is in place for Ayuk. So a bunch of non-real insiders tried to get that off the ground. We know Ayuk has an affinity for the Steelers. It seems like the Steelers or the Commanders are the two teams he's most interested in going to. But no, they're still at a bit of a snag there contractually with the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. Maybe he ends up getting traded before the season starts, but it is not something that is supposed to be happening in the next day or two, like some were alleging. You have Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh making his statement today regarding the NCAA's notice of allegations for Michigan. And the reports, basically their replacement for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan is the crying coach, Sharon Moore. And he was accused of deleting text messages with Connor Stallions.
Is this like a level 2 deal that he's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely looking at a level 2 violation.
Yeah.
And that would obviously come with some suspension. So, you know, that could be something where he doesn't start the season with them. I don't know exactly how many games it would be. It would be funny to start your career as a head coach on the sort of suspended list, but that seems to be on the table there for Sharon Moore. But Jim Harbaugh was asked about it today the Chargers training camp, and he says, "Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations." So he's still maintaining the idea that he had no idea about the sign-stealing stuff that was going on with Michigan. He obviously hightailed it up out of there after getting the title.
Looks guilty to me, Chief.
You think so?
Yeah, he's the next Pete Carroll. So, like, I knew about all this. I'm going to leave like Pete Carroll did. Ooh, USC Pete and Carroll, go to the Seahawks. Yeah. And now Jim Harbaugh got his natty and he's left to go to the Chargers. It's a good play.
Most teams, especially college teams, they create their own reality. It's a cult, you know, so... I'm sure, like, you're going to take the fall. These boosters are going to pay you. We're never going to say Jim did anything bad. And everybody, go.
Yeah, it's always so difficult to believe these coaches that are control freaks and, like, have everything that they want to be in the mix on it all. They want to know everything on and off the field as it regards their team. And then Bill Belichick had no idea that the balls were being deflated. It's like, come on, Bill. Come on, Jim. But it's all right. He's out of there scot-free, so it really doesn't matter for him.
I mean, people involved are still hired, or are still employed at the university?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they elevated more.
They, yeah.
He was their OCs, now their head coach.
So it's a weird deal in Michigan, but Harbaugh's apologizing for nothing, and he's distancing himself. Man, I'll tell you what, some of these training camps feel extremely physical, and I think we came away impressed. Walchuk and I now gone to Oxnard for Cowboys camp 3 years now, and this was the most competitive.
It has
felt
been.
Like physical.
Absolutely. It has
Man,
been.
When you get,
yeah.
When you get videos from like a Steelers training camp, and they're doing like freaking
fighting,
like bull. Well, not even just fighting, but
bull
like
in the ring.
Like, they're doing, like, bull in the ring kind of stuff. They, like, circle everybody up, and then it's, like, linebacker versus running back. And you get some of that stuff, but this is the whole team. Everybody's gathered up. Here's the running back, and here's the linebacker. And now the running back's got to block the blitzing linebacker, whatever it is. And it's just, it's super physical. And then, yes, Broadus, it does end up leading to fights, and you can see the smile on Tomlin's face as he's acting like he's like, hey, we got to break this up. But you can just see the
you
excitement in his eyes.
That.
You want that. That
you
physicality do. Is ridiculous. And shout out to y'all's guy that y'all loved in the draft, the linebacker who's got more injuries than anybody's ever seen.
Oh.
And so he waited for a while to be picked by the Steelers,
Wilson.
But Peyton Wilson,
yep.
And he absolutely,
he's
I don't know who this running back was, but he murdered this dude. And then, I mean, you're like 20 yards away from the field now because he's been pushed so far back, and then everybody wants to fight.
Looked at 215 players and got one right, man. That's amazing.
Hey, every once in a while, we'll get it right, B.
I'm proud of you guys. Proud of you guys for that.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Football's finest.
Thank you, Chief. An edition of the finest. Most afternoons at 5 o'clock here on the show. Okay, Rangers back at it. We have a new highest paid kicker in the NFL. There's Olympic glory to talk about. And how the Cowboys plan to monitor you if you are heading out to the stadium this year. That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nation and the Fan, welcome back. It is time now for the Expressway. We'll take you commercial-free to the top. This segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. Okay, with what you were talking about back there in to start football's finest.
Yep.
With this defense, what the wide receivers are saying about it, the deception, the ability, if the other stuff with Mike Zimmer's defense comes along with that, where you're not giving up as many big plays, you're more solid fundamentally in your scheme. It seems like the defense could be better than last year. I don't know how much worse the offense could be. I mean, it was really, really good at, you know, 30 points per game if you include the defensive touchdowns. Like, even if you downgrade by, like, 3 or 4 points and you're 25 or 26, it just seems like this division is so much more for the taking. Are you guys feeling more optimistic about the playoffs, about winning the NFC East again than you were when we first arrived in camp?
I mean, I'm definitely more optimistic about how good this defense can be. I do still think that the weakness in the middle is a huge thing, right? If your defensive tackle position is not giving you anything, that is going to hurt your ability. One, teams are still going to line up and say, we're going to run the football on you. You know, and if you can't stop the run, then you're in a world of trouble, especially if you are to win the division. You're going to be one and done again in the playoffs.
But to that, we're talking about some really exciting linebacker play. Maybe they need to go get Linville Joseph. Brian Broaddus reporting in Oxnard for you. He's going to stay until the Cowboys break camp. What do you think about that idea right now, Brian?
I'll tell you what, I like where you're going. I gave it some thought. The problem that I have is I think there's two glaring errors for this team right now. One of them is that, and maybe we'll see this on Thursday when the Rams come in here, and maybe you'll see a little bit for the scrimmage, you know, going against, I want to see the ones versus the ones out here with this scrimmage. I don't think you can run the ball very well right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Now, if it turns into, hey, let's line up and let's let Dak air it out and let's hope we're good enough with Lamb and Ferguson and these wide receivers. I mean, these wide receivers, some of them have shown up. That's been a real, real pleasant surprise for me. I think they've actually got some surplus at wide receiver. And it might be a situation, too, where they'll be able to move a guy or two if they have to. But I just feel like that playing run defense, you know, could be a little bit of a problem, especially if they're not great at the one technique. You know, people will say, well, listen, we'll just line up. And maybe that's why Mike Zimmer's practicing so much base is because he's worried about, like, okay, if we get an 11 personnel, they've got the guys to cover us. We'll see. You know, we'll see if we can run the ball against their 11 or their nickel package. But I kind of feel like that Mike's playing a lot more base because he's worried that, you know, he's going to have to defend the run a little bit better. But he's got some safeties that can defend the run. I saw today, you know, Malik Hooker, probably not the best tackler, but again, here's a guy, walk up, boom. Next thing you know, he's in the backfield, it's going to be a tackle for loss. And so you're thinking, okay, if he makes that tackle in a game, that's a 3-4 yard loss. That might be how they have to play a little bit, but I just feel like there's just two areas I'm not really, really sure at right now. Defensive tackle and the Cowboys' ability just to run the football. I just don't. I think those might be two areas that will hold them back from maybe instead of winning 11 games, maybe they win like, you know, 9 games like we thought.
Did the offensive line look a little bit better today in terms of the run blocking stuff? It seemed like some of the clips that were posted, Zeke had himself a solid day, and they
ran the ball. There was a couple of times where they had Golston in there, and then they had Mozzie. And, you know, Mozzie is one of these guys that we just keep talking about that he does it right one time, and then the next time it's not any good. And now the ball's going up inside, and they've pushed him to the far left, and Golston has tried to cover up, and he's tried to get down, and now they push him past, and then Zeke runs up inside. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how consistently they can do that. I think they could potentially run it inside because with Martin and with Smith and maybe Brock Hoffman a little bit.
I mean, I think those are legitimate concerns, Brian, but this team struggled to stop the run last year and they ran for under 4 last year. I think it's a lot closer to the exact same thing we saw last year than something markedly different.
I don't think you want to throw the ball against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. Because especially if Diggs comes back, you got Diggs, Bland, and hey, say what you want. I've been real critical of Jordan Lewis. He's looked pretty good in the nickel. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they've got, oh, wait, they're moving Micah Parsons around and now he's wrecking shop on us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, If I'm going in with a game plan, I'm like, let's see if Dallas can stop the run.
Well, I hope you're enjoying that weather out there right now, Brian. It's going to be 103 Wednesday and 105 on Thursday. But yeah. I'm hot on the Cowboys, and I think I want to get your thoughts on this. I think the Eagles showed last year they're falling apart, and then they lost Kelce.
Could be very well. And then they also got Kellen Moore as an OC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the big unknown right now is, you know, and the one thing that we've seen is with Hurts, he's had all these different coordinators, and has he really gotten any better? You know, I mean, there was a time there where he was maybe thought about as an MVP candidate, had some good, you know, good 10 games, and then completely falls apart. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they fell apart. And So, yeah, this division is clearly for the take, and I think it's going to take 10 games. But I just – I tell you what, I feel better about the defense now than when I got here, a couple weeks ago, a week ago, whatever, 10 days, how long I've been here.
Nice.
Now, I feel better about it, but I don't feel better about the defensive tackles. I just don't. I don't feel.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think maybe they need to make a late camp addition there. I thought we heard last week when they were sniffing around with some edges that maybe they might get a guy in the middle as well, but not quite yet. Okay, Trevon Diggs was involved in practice today for the first time. That's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yep, 7-on-7. I just talked with somebody at the break that was and went in the front office, and I said, "Hey, are we getting there?" And he was basically saying, "Yeah, we're getting a little bit closer." But it was nice to get him out there today. A lot of it, I think, was just to get his feet wet. I don't think it was anything of like, "Okay, let's carry inside routes, let's break on ball." It was more like trying to get a speed or a little bit of a gauge of where he's at. I'm sure they brought him in today, and they're going to say, "Okay, how did you feel?" He's wearing a brace on that knee. So, it's one of those things where he's going to get confident about playing with it. I will say this, John Stevens, it's something about this team that, they work really, really, really hard to get back from injury, but it takes a little time with these knee injuries. And I think John Stevens is a guy, the tight end, that, coming off a knee injury, yeah, it's nice to see him out there running around, but he doesn't look like the same guy that he was here, last year. I mean, he was the talk of camp last year. And right now, I think he's playing pretty steady, but it's going to take some time, I think, with this knee injury as well to get him back going, how he was last year.
214 says, y'all are on drugs. It's easily the Eagles division. I'll bet you on that one, 214. And 571 says, Gavin always changes his mind on the Cowboys. He's the ultimate flip-flopper. Well, you got to listen close. I think they have absolutely no chance of winning the Super Bowl, okay? But we're talking about a division like this that really has only been two teams for the better part of a decade now. I think it's very winnable, and I do think the evidence would show Philly was a team in crisis last year, never figured it out, and didn't really do anything other than lose good players. Okay, how about this tweet, Vision for the Blind? I saw this circulating on Cowboys Twitter. This year, all 32 NFL teams will start using facial recognition to verify the identity of people entering the stadium. And then they showed a clip of what was posted on the Cowboys website. It shows how easy it is to identify somebody in these large crowds. They're zooming in. I know they've used it in Europe for a long time. I do think some people are sensitive about being surveilled. So I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on that. Probably not, huh? We're good?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably, we have so many fights in these stadiums. Like, how many fights will this mitigate? Because people understand now that, there's clear documentation that they're in the building. I don't know if you can get away from these things as easy as maybe you once were able to do. But you're also, like, when it comes to the recognition stuff, it's like, what isn't doing that now, it feels like? Like, everything is tracking you and knowing your every move to some extent. So to me, this just is like fall in line with what the norm is.
Hopefully they can make it safer, and not make it more invasive. Maybe get us some good close-ups on fights at the same time.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Like, hey,
the fights are unavoidable. Like, anytime you're mixing, fan anger and emotion with alcohol as well, it's going to happen.
There's not going to be coherent enough to be like, oh, wait. There's that facial recognition.
Oh, stop.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Not front of mind.
No, not a Raiders fan.
And these texts are coming after me again.
Yeah, get his ass.
Swear word, Gavin is such a bleeping homer.
Mm.
Okay, I'm convinced it's a bit. No one could watch the Green Bay and come back without seeing a single game yet this season and think everything will be great. Nothing's going to be great, okay? It's going to be the same predictable crap of barely missing the playoffs or winning a bad division and then getting slaughtered in the wild card divisional round. Why can't you guys think both those things are going to be true? The Cowboys have made you a sucker. You think that if you make the playoffs, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. That is the failed concept that the Cowboys have been using to team build for the better part of two decades. Proven it doesn't work. Cowboys keep doing it. But I tell you what, Cowboys are going to be like 9-6 coming into December, and you're going to be like, yeah, I think they can do it, man. Then we'll see who the sucker is. 214, call me out like that. Scotty Scheffler wins gold in golf. Would you get emotional, Brian, winning the gold in golf? I just don't think it has... Like the, I don't know.
It's not that hard to win the gold, first of all. It's not the toughest contest.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the, I don't know, it's cachet.
It's insane, bro.
It's not that hard to win a gold medal.
It's not that hard to win a gold.
It's not hard.
You're playing golf against the world.
I beat like a pretty crappy field. It's nothing compared to what I'll see even on a regular PGA Tour event.
Yeah.
And I got the gold, but usually the gold is like the person who has been, you know, for a half decade training, and they're going to play the absolute best. Like, you got to set a world record to win in track. Golf, I don't know.
Am I right about this? I think two of the three medalists have won the Masters. Is that I think
sure,
I'm right.
But how
I
deep was the field? How deep was the field?
No, the leaderboard was actually okay. The at the turn,
field was damn deep.
I think that the turn he was five back at the turn.
Great comeback win.
Okay, where I would feel bad is, who was our guy from Korea? Who was our guy from Korea? If he would have medaled, he wouldn't have had to do military service.
Oh, wow.
There's a professional golfer that – I'm sorry. I need to look these things up before I throw them out
there.
Yeah, but there was a golfer, a Korean golfer, that automatically, if your age is – Tom Kim. If Tom Kim would have won any medal – And he was in position to medal on Sunday. If he would have won that, he would not have to do military service. Now he's got to find a way to keep it going.
Now they got to find him. I bet he dipped.
This has happened.
Yeah, that's a fleeing situation.
This has happened. Like
a large portion of the field ranks outside the top 200. The Olympic qualifying criteria is designed to ensure players from around the world are represented.
Yeah.
They brought some AAA guys for you to be like, hey, look at this.
I mean, no, the leaderboard was good. The leaderboard was good.
You don't need any help. We need a deep field to cry, right? I need to know, like, all of the best players around the world are here, and I kicked their ass. If you bring, like, five great players in so the leaderboard can look good, you're dressing up the event. That's not...
I don't find that suspicious.
That's not even close to the same level of emotion and passion that you would get out of me winning an open championship or something like that.
Well, okay, so like if Team USA basketball wins gold and you see a single person cry, you're like, hey, what are we doing here? You guys just ran through, for the most part, relatively easy competition? Or is that competition enough for you?
Does it matter?
I'm the same on that.
You're standing on the podium. The national anthem is playing. You're representing your country. You got a gold medal. It's emotional.
You're terrible.
I would feel ashamed to have beaten such amateurs.
What do we title this segment?
I'm happy. This is great. We didn't screw it up.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's more relief.
This is far from the greatest sports achievement of my life. I'm getting wrapped up in the emotion of all the other great Olympians around me who are actually having to try super hard to win these things.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to, you know, not screw it up. Basically,
I think it's you're doing it for the country. There's a different feel for that. I don't know. Maybe you don't have that feeling when you're winning the Masters. It's a solo mission.
I get the patriotism part. That's awesome.
I think that's the part that brings some of the tears.
Yeah, that's a lot
of
fun.
You did it for your country, man. Everybody's watching.
Yeah.
You're getting hit up by so many people. Dawson,
USA, let's freaking go.
What did I do for my country? I beat a field that I would lap.
You beat a bunch of slap bees.
I think in a lot of things like ping pong, volleyball, like you're getting these elite teams that are training to come together and they're going at it in these, you know.
I mean, the swimming's been epic.
The ultimate competition for their sport. But in golf, that's like the 100th most difficult thing that Scotty's going to win in his career. Rangers back at it tonight in Houston. Bang Bang is back, batting cleanup. Smith, Seager, then Simeon hitting third is your 1-2-3 tonight.
Dolis moved down to seventh.
Yeah, how about that?
General, your points are valid, says the 469. Holy thing, that golf is a fickle sport. He only have one chance every 4 years to have your game on point. Okay, I think that's, you know, some decent context. Couple Rangers stories today. Evan Carter. Screw you guys. I'm just trying to live my truth.
No, screw you. I'm going home.
It all goes back to the sports cry.
America!
Sort of anti-sports cry as a show.
So, Dawson, you don't want a medal. Is that what you're saying?
He just wouldn't cry if he got one.
Oh, is it the crying
role?
It's the tears.
My man is happy for himself. Dawson's like, why? You shouldn't cry.
You should have won
that,
damn it.
If Scotty didn't get gold and he cried.
if he was that disappointed,
well, if you're a silver medalist,
cried,
you don't cry.
As long as you don't turn into a puddle of pathetic emotion, I'm good with a little cry.
Tommy
no
Fleetwood.
Sean Marino.
Yeah, but you got to be a
master tier.
The one tier.
Yeah.
That's how a man
I don't
cries.
Want silver and bronze tears. No. I want gold tears.
And you're biting your cheek like, damn it, I know the
What if you're from a country that doesn't ever do this or ever
if
win?
If it's the first medal ever for your country,
yeah.
Understandable.
Then that's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, that would be amazing.
But you win it in golf.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you thinking?
You're a bronze medalist in
you
golf. Win,
you get a medal and you're playing golf, Dawson. How do you feel? You're from St. Lucia.
I mean, this is cool to be part of the Olympic history, right? I'm around all these other Olympians, and this is great. But
you gonna cry?
No, it's definitely not a big enough accomplishment to get tears out of me. I mean, they just started doing this a couple Olympic cycle ago.
We're from a country of 200,000 people. We just won a medal.
You're going down in history.
I'm bawling my damn eyes out.
Yeah. Okay,
they play your national anthem. They probably don't even have your anthem.
Does this golfer you're talking about compete in the Masters and the U.S. Open and the
he
PGA
wins.
Championship?
Yeah, he wins it.
No,
yeah.
It's Francis we met. He's an amateur.
Chiefs signed Harrison Butker to a contract extension. He's the highest paid kicker, I think $6 million a year. The White Sox could make history for the longest losing streak in AL history at 21 games if they lose tonight, tie the 88 Orioles.
Hey, Rangers are part of that losing streak.
Georgia's atop the preseason coaches poll, and congrats to Simone Biles. She wrapped it up with a silver, and she's considered the GOAT. And here's Lucius, LA Live in the Pimp Cup.
Man, you are a hell of a guy, bro.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by the on-time experts, by the way. Did you guys see that three people got shot at Sneaky Pete's?
No.
Yeah, three
Get
people
out
got,
of here.
Yeah,
you can't even go to Sneaky Pete's anymore.
Can't even go to Sneaky Pete's
Not
anymore.
So sneaky
I just want to go have a beer and a fish sandwich on the water. What are we doing?
Yeah. Eat some of the fishies.
I pulled up to Sneaky Pete's so many different times. I even swam in that little pool out there by Sneaky
Let me tell you what, man. There's some talent that hangs out at Sneaky
Dude,
Pete's.
Some of the waitresses were hot.
Yeah, yeah. At approximately 10 p.m. on Sunday, the shots rang off. Three people were shot after a verbal altercation between two individuals turned physical. Two victims were treated at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, thank God.
Yeah.
One victim declined, though. Declined medical assistance, just dipped.
That'd be tough.
So somebody got shot and dipped. Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm out of here. I'm not even supposed to be here right now.
That's a guy with a history.
You're sitting at your desk just bleeding out like Roy Hobbs.
What if you cry after getting shot? What do we stand on that? Tears for shoots?
Depends on where you got shot.
Yeah, Dawson. Yeah, suck it up,
man. Oh, yeah, if you get shot,
tears are okay?
Yeah, shot in the leg, bro. Suck it up. It's not a torso or anything.
Rub some damn dirt on it.
Yeah.
But there is no rule that you have to vocalize your pain. Right?
No.
It's not going to hurt any more or less. If you just sit there and you're like, dang, this really hurts.
In fact, normally I try and be quiet in pain.
Yeah.
I think I just got shot.
That would be more manly. Okay. But if you do cry after you get shot, I would understand. It's terrifying. You probably think you're going to die.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding out.
The suspect left the scene. Officers looking for him, but they have very little physical descriptions of this person. It's real vague, so.
Yeah, we need to have some of that video IDing at the Sneaky Pete's.
Yeah, the Terminator stuff. All right, let's get into LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this phone. Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do. Pull your neighborhood in the air.
I've been hit.
Better get out.
A lot of people say it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I say to myself, I kind of wish it was Steve, because I bet he wouldn't have been so dumb to talk to a snake. I mean, hell, Eve, did you even do a little bit of research? Do the other animals talk? They don't. Then something's up, girlfriend. Something's up. Steve wouldn't have fell for that. Steve would have been like, what the hell is that? Is that a talking snake? You get! You get!
Get!
You get! You get out of here! You get! You get out of here! Get out of my yard! Steve would have already called the Garden of Eden his yard.
There you go.
Right out of the gate.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, August 5th, 2024. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. We're at the PPT. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today, y'all. As mentioned earlier, about 2 hours ago, Snoop Dogg is reportedly getting about $500K a day and expenses paid for his Olympic coverage.
Wow.
I think it's money well spent. I really do.
I've enjoyed his commentary.
I've liked it too, but yeah, Eric's right. Half a mil and per diem, bro. Come on.
Yep.
Come on,
man. That's he's got to take care of Martha Stewart out there, you know?
Dude, him and Martha on the set, Martha looks so high.
Yeah, I don't.
Martha could barely open
because
her
she's
eyes.
Hanging out with. He's yeah. like, dude, we're in a riding outfit.
Yeah. It was like when those gummies hit. Here's yeah. Martha Stewart.
Does she have a brand?
She does. I think
she does. Yeah.
She does.
She tried to rub that little cream on. This cream, this is for arthritis. Martha, high as hell out there. and also you were talking about Snoop Dogg's coverage.
Yeah.
What is it called? Dressage? When the horse is out there doing a little prancing and dancing, yeah, they're gated and whatnot.
Yeah, that looks great.
There was a horse named Gin and Juice.
Nice. Is that his horse?
There's a real life horse. I think it was a Polish horse.
Ooh, that's
Jamaican.
Awesome. Yeah, man. Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice, man.
And you know, NBC, they had to show Snoop there was a horse named Gin and Juice. Listen to Snoop.
Okay, we got an LBC horse in the house, right? Get cracked.
Look at that. Look at that.
Just from the front to the back.
We got some new movement for your
what's drama and potty. It's kind of hard being the H-O-R-S-E, but I... Oh, that's that sidewalk right there, Martha. We do that. Yeah. Dub C good at that. He skip. Hey. Skip.
And
dip.
Four feet is a lot harder than 2 feet.
4 feet are harder than two?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sideways. Yes, indeed.
Hold on. Let me show you.
Oh, she's high. God, she's high.
Yeah, I'm looking at some footage here. She definitely
so stoked.
Eyes are a little low.
They were dressed up though, like
they were.
Junkies.
They had the outfits on. Yeah.
Lawn jockeys, bro.
They're holding the address. They got the lantern.
I was a little uncomfortable when I woke up and seen Snoop. I was like, "What's going on? Wait a minute, hold on."
Yeah.
And they also had. Did you guys hear the badminton? Snoop do the badminton.
Oh,
commentary.
No.
Yeah. I did not see that.
Yeah, it was China versus USA doing the badminton and Snoop talking about it.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the US right here. As you see it, don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. Nope. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
That is awesome. That really is good.
Snoop is wild.
He's not lying.
Yeah, he's getting better at it.
Yeah. 500K though?
Sure.
Okay. No, that's a little bit.
And per diem, Lucius.
Like, sure.
Per
diem.
And gear. The gear's been real fly. Snoop is
he has some
real
good gear.
Out
he's,
there, man.
He's got his own logo, doesn't he, Lucius?
Well, they didn't do him any favors with that pin. I thought that was Stevie Wonder on that pin.
No, but yeah, I think he's got his own logo that he wears on his gear.
Is it the Snoop smoking?
Yeah. No. I think it's his S.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like an S that
got it. Yeah.
has on his gear.
He's got that joint. 105.3.
He's everywhere, man.
Sure is. Monday, Friday here in LA Live. U.S. sprinter Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
Wins the gold in the 100 meters. Fastest man on the planet, right?
Yep.
That's him.
Shannon Sharpe and Ocho Cinco are going to have to break some bread.
They owe money.
They owe money.
Oh, no.
$50,000, I believe,
about
each.
A lot of money. Not
they
just
do.
Noah. Not
yeah.
just Noah.
Yeah.
Because Shannon came out the mouth and said a little bit extra, and world records are being broken. Listen to Shannon.
How much are individual gold medals worth?
How much are individual selling?
How much are individual gold medals worth in each country by territory? The U.S.,
wait, we only get 37,000?
We should at least 200,000. Hey, Noah Lyles, if you win the 100-meter gold, me and Ocho, 25,000 apiece.
Bet. You know, I don't That's like 50. To spend no money.
You too, Sha'Carri.
You get that 100.
Nephew, hey, Rye, you win the gold, 25K. Noah Lyles trained 4 years for 9 seconds.
I feel like that's a little disrespect right there when he said that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Noah, we got you. Oh, Sid.
Oh, the hurdle, yeah.
You might as well mail Sid her check now.
Yeah. That's 100K?
We good.
I'll pay $50,000 any American to break a world record. I don't give a damn what the event is.
Okay.
Hold on.
Dang.
Uh-oh,
out
we
of
did.
My pocket.
Wow.
I got 50. Here go okay. $50,000 right here. Sometimes
he went got money.
Right? I got another 50 right here. We're not playing. $37,000. You done bust your ass for 4 years straight to represent our country, and the payout saying thank you for the work you put in is $37,000. Come on, man.
That is kind of funny. 37,000 for the gold is kind of weird, America.
It is weird.
But their world records have been broken.
They have.
I think the swim team did one, right?
Yep.
Or did they do two?
They might have done multiple. I know the women broke the record in the freestyle.
See?
That one lady holds all the records.
Yeah. See? Well, Katie Ledecky probably broke the record.
Ledecky is the top 20 swim times all time. She's got them all.
So he's already got 50 for Niles. And then there's the from Noah. I said Lyles. And then you've got the world record being broken. That's another 50. That's 100 already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, if I'm not mistaken, I did see Team USA break a world record in the 4x400 relay heat.
Yes. Yes.
The mixed.
Yes.
Heat.
The mixed. Yes.
The mixed and the women did it yesterday.
Okay. Come on. Shannon got to break some bread, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see that. Come on. I'm going to have to see that by the end of the week. I want to see you break bread.
Yeah. His accountant called him after the show. He was like, are we sure about this, buddy?
It's a write-off, huh, maybe?
Yeah, he
needs to do one of those Floyd Mayweather videos where it's just money out on the table. And he's like, hey, Noah, this is yours.
Yeah.
This is yours.
Yeah, I'm paying attention to that because he talked a lot, and that sounds like it's almost 200K. Well,
Ocho went and got $50,000 out of his safe.
He sure did.
He showed it to everybody. He's like, here, I got it right here. He's just, yeah.
He feels safe out here on these streets.
He does.
Noah Lyles had NBA Twitter hate watching him all weekend, by the way. Have y'all seen? Y'all keep up on that?
Yeah, because of what he said last year.
Yeah.
About like an NBA champion.
World champions, yeah.
He asked on the Larry O'Brien.
Exactly.
When they do have the best players in the world playing in the league. So, come on. It was a stupid statement from Noah.
Yeah. And a lot of people, especially NBA Twitter, started hating him. So, they woke up early this weekend just to watch a man fail.
Hate watching this dude.
Hate watching, bro. They woke up early hating. I was like, damn, it's 5:30 this morning. You already hating on the timeline, dog.
Most hateful 10 seconds of their lives.
What's our connection with the men's basketball and the women's ping pong? They were showing up in
Steph was like, man, I could beat you guys.
Yeah, and I think Edwards too, right? Anthony Edwards jumped in.
They showed up, and the ladies all showed up and watched practice, and it was kind of cool because the players came over and were like signing. They got autographed. The players, like Steph, got a autographed ping pong ball. Like he had the ladies autograph a ping pong ball for him.
That's cool.
So he was pretty fired up about
that's
that.
That's cool. Yeah, I think they were going back and forth on the ship during the opening ceremonies, and that's kind of where the competitive juice started rolling.
Yeah.
So here's some tweets from NBA fans after Noah Lyles hit the victory on Sunday. They were eating their hearts out.
Yeah.
There's one that said, congratulations, F-boy. it was a retweet with him winning. Congratulations, F-boy. Another one says, anyways, with some eye-rolling emojis, Noah Lyles may be the Olympic gold medalist, but he is not the fastest man alive. That's just hating.
That's hating.
That's just hating. You're going to say right now, well, you ain't the fastest man alive after you win something, you know. That's hate. This dead ass, the worst day of my life. I'm sick to my stomach. And he doesn't deserve it. They robbed the Jamaican. Yeah.
Yeah.
So eat your heart out, NBA Twitter. Speaking of robbing Jamaicans, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce.
On the wrong bus?
And Sha'Carri Richardson. We're not allowed to be in the little warm-up area as they would usually go to do their little procedures. And maybe that's why Sha'Carri was a little bit frustrated when I was watching that race. I was like, why is she looking a little nervous, a little frustrated? Maybe it's because she couldn't go through her routine because they were jamming them up at the intro.
Yeah. They weren't letting them in.
They weren't letting those girls in. You're here for them.
Yeah.
It's your whole reason. This is the fastest lady on the planet. You won't let her in there to run her race. By the way, she ran her heat with a 300K Richard Mille watch on.
Yes.
Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Jamaican colors, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was doing the damn thing. Here she is outside of the little warm-up area trying to get in, but she explains to this guy on the bus what's going on in a very Jamaican way.
She said them changed the rule yesterday.
She said them changed the rule yesterday.
She said them changed the rule yesterday. Like,
wasn't
how they change the rule and then not say? So you're asking all the athletes who, for whatever reason, don't stay in the village, them can't come through the gate?
Come through the gate?
Came through this gate yesterday and went through security and was okay. The man said we can't go in, we're over all the way up where everybody else are entered. Come back down yesterday. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They told us come Trudy get? She lost me when she started getting real Jamaican right now.
The man said, we can't go anywhere for all the way up
with it. It's like, good God, what are you saying right here, lady?
Dude, they've done some dumb stuff. I saw one athlete got like yanked out of bed at like 3 in the morning to do the drug test when they had their competition that same morning.
Yeah, you can't
it's
do
like,
that.
What are we doing,
you can't
man?
You can't do that. They're doing too much, man. France, you got to relax.
You guys support these people.
Yes, you got to relax. Look at Dawson.
Don't make me cry.
Let's see what else I got for you boys. The Australian field hockey player, Matthew Dawson. Are you related to this guy?
No, sir. A lot of Dawsons.
Not if he's an athlete. Okay, I'm sorry. That was a joke.
Bro,
that was good. Hey, we did our combine this week, okay, in Oxnard, and it revealed some things about all of us that
that was not indicative of the talent.
I got a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go confirm that and post it.
I got a torn red cut top, don't you know?
Get that X-ray on the Instagram.
I can't throw the ball.
Can you believe it? Yeah, man, this Dawson guy, Matthew Dawson, Australian field hockey player, got part of his finger amputated.
Yep.
To ensure that he takes part in the Paris Olympics. Severely injured his ring finger on his right hand 2 weeks 2 weeks ago in practice.
Yeah.
And so instead of getting the surgery and waiting to heal up and everything, my man said, just cut it off. I got to get to the Olympics.
That's the worst
time. Can he
time.
Cry, Dawson? Can he cry?
Tears allowed.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Green light.
All right.
Get no, him. He can't. I don't think he should.
I don't think he should. You know, be a man.
Yeah. You're the one that decided it. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't make the rules. I'm look, just here to decide.
Can you do the surgery without anesthesia, please?
Nobody wants to see you cry.
I don't want to cry.
Just bite down. If you look at this guy's face, I can actually see there's a little resemblance here, Dawson. I mean, I could. If you said this guy is a part of your family tree, I could probably buy that a little bit.
Yeah.
He looks like Dave McMiniman.
Dave?
I'm telling you, if Dave McMiniman heard that, he'd get mad. I look like who?
Good player.
Get the hell out of my face. Hey, before we get out of here, Ice Cube, the owner of the Big Three, calls out whatever team that wins the 3-on-3 basketball, whichever wins the gold. 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics. He's calling them out. He says his Big Three is better than your Big Three.
Yeah. Cube, we've had a great day of Big Three basketball so far. You just had an interview that made its rounds on social media talking about this challenge that you proposed. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, we know we shouldn't be losing at 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics, you know. That's just not acceptable. We think we got the best athletes in the world when it comes to 3-on-3 basketball. So what we want to do is challenge the gold medal winners, you know, to come to Boston on August 18th when we do our championship and play our All-Stars in a nice little friendly for a little change, you know what I mean?
Wait, I like what's it. That pot up to now, 150, I heard?
About 150 grand, you know, let's see who's the best in the world. So whoever win the gold, hey, you got to see us, you know, August 18th.
We know you'll smoke them. They didn't bring the best basketball players over there for that 3-on-3 tournament.
Was it Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah, that was our guy.
Fredette, Barry. The Barry's son,
yeah, that was Brent, the one that can't play. Yes.
He did the under, Barry's grandson. He did the granny shot too.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I was like, he did the Brent Barry shot, bro. All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. That's my time. I gotta get out of here, y'all. Holla!
You should have seen me raining granny shot threes the other day. That's expert hand-eye coordination.
It really is.
The granny three.
The granny three.
That should be worth 4 points.
Game of horse. You know, I put a couple letters on the guys with that one right there. Yeah, I don't know what it is about. You know. My family's athletic dominance, but
it's well documented.
Somehow I was not born with a butt. Like my sister, my brother, my dad, all big athletic butts. I lost it.
Skipped you.
Oh, wow.
Nope, okay. Man.
Yeah, for somehow, some way. Brian. You know.
Postman.
Right. Screw you, Brian. You guys are making me feel defensive over here.
Tell your parents, I'm going to get a 23andMe and watch your mom get panicky.
Paper boy.
I don't think you need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
Okay, we'll go. I can't believe you
family
guys are
right
disrespecting
here.
My family like this. Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. It's one thing to hear it from the fan text. I expect it from them, but not you guys.
Athletic as hell.
Jared Sandler's going to join us next year on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.